Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, one of the biggest events in tennis is upon us, but it will look significantly different this year due to international events. SI senior writer John Wertheim joins us to discuss this year's Wimbledon, the reaction to Russian athletes being banned from the event, Serena Williams playing, and much more. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. John Wertheim, welcome back to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Good to be here.
Wimbledon is upon us. We had to bring you on. You're our tennis expert. Let's start with who's in. We learned that Venus Williams will not be there, but Serena Williams will play.
Serena, do tell us how it feels to be back at Wimbledon.
It feels good to be back at Wimbledon, a little surreal, sitting here again. It's like, didn't I just do this? But it's nice to be here.
What would you consider as a success for you personally here in Wimbledon?
You know the answer to that.
I tried.
Come on now. You guys know the answer to that. So I have high goals, but also, I don't know. We'll see.
She's the GOAT. She's almost 41 years old. She hasn't played since Wimbledon last year when she injured herself in her first match. But it's, I think I wrote, so it's like the first upset of the tournament, and we haven't hit a ball yet. Is Serena Williams deciding to give this a go? We'll see what happens here. I mean, I think the various outcomes are vast, but it's a win for the tournament that she's, this year especially, that she's in the draw.
It surprised a lot of people. It surprised me. Did you think she'd play?
We sort of are working on the assumption that it's all about the majors. So if she is going to play, it's going to be one of four events. Mm. She's not hanging around at age 40 so she can play in the, the Duluth Open. Wimbledon is the major that she has the best chance of winning, but there hadn't been a whole lot of indication that she was gearing up for this. You see her on social media. We see her at award shows. We see her at galas. We don't see a lot of her even practicing on the tennis court. So I would say mild surprise, but I also would say this is very on brand for an athlete who from the beginning has done things her way. We had this great match at the French Open final. Iga Świątek, who, you know, hasn't lost since like 1974. it's February, but it's a long winning streak against Coco Gauff.
And Iga Świątek is a French Open champion again over Coco Gauff in her first Grand Slam final.
First of all, I wanted to congratulate you because you're doing an amazing job. I can see that every month, you know, you're progressing all the time, basically. And when I was your age, I had my first year on tour and I had no idea what I'm doing, so.
Their combined age is less than Serena Williams.
Wow, that's depressing.
Is a woman who's almost 41, is she going to win her 24th major at Wimbledon not having played for a year? Statistically unlikely. Then again, boneyards are filled with people who have underestimated Serena Williams. She's ranked 1206, so she will not be a seeded player at this year's event.
Wow.
I don't think she's going to win, but I think this could be a very nice capstone to a peerless career.
The very first time we had you on this program, we talked about Tom Brady playing well at an advanced age. I feel like this is a common theme for you. Yeah, it's a theme for you and I to discuss. So in that same vein, I'm rooting for Serena, unranked, 41, would make a fantastic story. She's playing, though, and it's always fun to watch her play. Somebody who's also fun to watch play who will not be there on the women's side, Naomi Osaka. Her Achilles still isn't right. This is a big blow for the tournament.
During the French Open, when it was announced, you know, Wimbledon wasn't going to have ranking points. Mm-hmm. The tours were sort of having their battle over the Russian ban and Naomi Osaka. It was unclear if this was sort of off the cuff or if this was strategic, but she sort of said, look, Wimbledon's going to feel like an exhibition. I don't know if I'm going to play.
It's kind of like, I don't want to say pointless, no pun intended, but like, I'm the type of player that gets motivated by like seeing my ranking go up or like, you know, stuff like that. So I think the intention was really good, but the execution is kind of all over the place.
Naomi Osaka has never had great success at Wimbledon. She's won the US Open twice. She's won the Australian Open twice. And she hasn't been to the latter rounds of the other two majors. So there wasn't much of a track record, but she is this global star. And again, this year, more than any other, Wimbledon can use all the stars that it can. I would say Serena playing is a bigger upset than Naomi Osaka not playing.
I'm glad that you mentioned that Osaka called it an exhibition because of all the players who won't be there, which is a term, by the way, that Andy Murray took umbrage with. And it's not just because of the regular medical withdrawals. A lot of sports and governing bodies have banned Russian athletes from competing following the invasion of Ukraine. Wimbledon has done the same thing here, John. Tell us about Wimbledon's decision regarding Russian and Belarusian athletes and the thinking behind it.
What's become clear since its announcement in April was that this was really done at the behest of the British government, of a Boris Johnson administration. This is an administration that's taken its licks for, you know,
a lot of hits for a lot of things.
London grad, yeah, exactly. It's been a rough few months, especially on this, that there's been this perception that London has been this safe harbor for Russian oligarchs and that sort of the UK needed to have a tougher stance. We saw at the Australian Open in January. What happens when a tennis event is at odds with the government and the absolute fiasco that can come out of that? So I think with that as a backdrop, Wimbledon did not push back when the British government said, listen, we'd really rather not have Russians and Belarusians here. We don't want to be used as propaganda. We can't even guarantee that they'll be allowed entry into the country. And Wimbledon either adopted the stance, rolled over, played nice with the government, however you want to frame it. But the upshot is that Russian players and Belarusian players are not allowed at Wimbledon this year. And I think, you know, we've seen this, right, in figure skating and World Cup and in Eurovision for that matter. But they haven't been individual, independent contractors. This is not a Russian delegation. It's a player who happens to have been born in Russia. So to ban these Russian players has really been a pretty bold move. It has not gone over well with the players, but it's not gone over so not well that they have boycotted. You'll notice that just about every eligible player has sort of said, I don't like this, but it doesn't quite hit the threshold of my not actually wanting to play your event and cash your generous checks. And I think Wimbledon knew this when they enacted this ban. Look, the players are going to be upset. We're going to get a little blowback, but it's not like they're not going to come. And that's basically exactly what's happened.
As a result of this, John, they're missing the world number one on the men's side, Medvedev, and then the number eight, Rublev, and then on the women's side, number six, Sabalenka. Does Osaka have a point? Is it closer to an exhibition?
It's still Wimbledon. It's still this towering event that pays a lot in prize money. There's still going to be a trophy, and there's no asterisk. And a few years from now, we're just going to remember who won. But by freezing ranking points, the defending champion is Novak Djokovic. He's the number one player in the world, or he was the number one player in the world. With those ranking points coming off, a Russian player was elevated to number one. Talk about unintended consequences. When Russian sports fans tune into Wimbledon, and hey, there are no Russian players in the draw, how is that being mediated within Russia? Is there any sort of backlash against Putin and his regime? This invasion that started in February, because here we are months later and we don't have a resolution there, but our athletes are being banned from prestigious events? Or is this persecution complex that Putin's very good at? Hey, look, this just goes to show the West has this bias against us. Look how they discriminate against our sportsmen and sportswomen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time. Second set.
We're sitting here talking about the geopolitical angle and who isn't there, but it sort of obscures some really fun stories. And you mentioned one of them earlier, Iga Świątek from Poland, who's riding a 35-match win streak, including the French Open. John, how well is she playing right now, and why are we not talking more about her?
Iga Świątek takes the title in Doha with the most exquisite performance. When she plays like this, she is unstoppable.
There's no reason that she is not this A-list celebrity. I mean, she just won the French Open. She hasn't lost since February. She became number one when Ash Barty retired abruptly, and there was this thinking, well, you know, she's next in line, and this was Gerald Ford becoming president. It was sort of by default, and she's absolutely owned it. She's not lost a match since becoming number one.
Sensational. Swiatek continues her incredible run.
Doing Stuttgart and Rome and Roland Garros, that I realized that maybe I am in the right place. Right now, for sure, the next goal is to stay here.
She's been too good, too often. It's almost too much to comprehend. But it's another Sunday triumph for the sensational Iga Swiatek.
Hopefully it's going to be a good show.
I'll tell you a quick story. She played the French Open with a Ukrainian flag on her ball cap. And I had to do one of these post-match interviews, and she walks off the court. While they're setting up, I said to her, are you cool if I ask you about the pin on your hat, the Ukrainian flag? She said, absolutely. So she walks off the court. She's won a tennis match. And 20 seconds later, she's talking about politics and sovereign nations and being from Poland. She's particularly impacted and refugees.
I want to do, you know, everything to support Ukrainians, because also Poland as a country, we're really supportive and we're welcoming them. So I try to read a lot and I try to be aware of what's going on.
She's wonderful, and not just as a tennis player. If she were to win Wimbledon and back this up, and she's a former junior champion, she's ranked number one, she's a favorite. I mean, you know, odds are pretty good. If she wins the French Open and Wimbledon, I think we will be forced to reckon with Iga. And I think that's a real treat for everyone, because we should be talking about her more.
Somebody else that I'm interested in talking to you about, John, Rafael Nadal says he wants to play. He won the French Open. It was his 22nd Grand Slam. He's also traveling with his doctor, who gave him daily injections to manage the pain. What do you make of this whole situation? How's he doing? Do you expect that he'll play? How well will he play? What's the deal?
He called a press conference on Friday, and everyone was trying to speculate what this was about. And it was either, hey, there's a new energy drink that sponsors me, or, you know, my wife is pregnant, which does seem to have been the case, or, you know, I'm 36 years old. It's been a great career. The pain's too great. People would say, okay, that's about right. And if people said, you know what, you've won the first two legs of the Grand Slam, you've already won Wimbledon, you know, you've won Wimbledon multiple times in the past, you could win Wimbledon again. That seems reasonable too.
So enjoying to play on grass after such a long time. Always a challenge, the transition. But main thing for me is keep enjoying my work, my day by day playing tennis.
We used to say about Federer, he was sort of the belt that held up the pants of tennis. And Nadal's kind of taken that over. And for him, it's partially about the tennis. But I think he also understands he's kind of playing this elder statesman role late in his career and has really kind of found it to his liking. So bottom line, he'll play Wimbledon. Who knows? I mean, his foot seems to be disintegrating. I mean, this is really a chronic degenerative syndrome that's awfully concerning. He's kind of gone into Dirk Nowitzki territory about running around with my kids one day.
I have been always very, very open, but I mean, we cannot be talking about my foot every single day, because if not, we forget the most important thing, that is tennis.
He says he's going to play. I mean, in theory, and I don't know if this to be the case. I mean, the conventional wisdom is grass is going to be generous on his feet. You sort of glide around, which isn't really the case. But if that's what he wants to convince himself, bless him. He could win the tournament. He could lose in the first round and say, I'm in too much pain. It's been a great career. I retire. And neither would be particularly surprising.
Past is past, and sport and life go so quick. No? So I am not a big fan of keep living on the things that you achieved, because sport don't give you that time to keep thinking on the things that happened. No? But it's something that already happened. It's something that I'm going to be in my museum for the rest of my life. So that's something that makes me feel proud of it, of course. But now is the moment to keep going.
Will we ever see Roger Federer play another Wimbledon?
That's a great question. We talk about Serena Williams at age 40. That is the same age as Federer. He, too, has not played since last Wimbledon. He's been much more direct than Serena. Adamantly wants to play. He's posting videos. He's targeted a return date. I think he would love to play Wimbledon one more time.
Yeah.
For the first 35 years of his career, we always talked about he's so durable. He's so graceful. He never gets hurt. He doesn't sweat. And the last 4 or 5 years have really been physically challenging. This knee injury, he just hasn't been able to get this knee right. multiple surgeries, multiple rehab stints. I mean, the eligibility age for the seniors tour, where they let the ball kids hit with the racket and they play air guitar on their, you know, I mean, it's the eligibility age for that is 35. Federer is almost 6 years into the seniors tennis. 40-41 is a big number, but I think in a perfect world, he comes back next year for one last Wimbledon. And he's been pretty adamant that he wants to resume. He doesn't want to retire. He wants to try and give this thing one more go, and God bless him.
All right, one more for you on the aging athletes with injuries front, because that's our favorite topic. UK favorite Andy Murray playing in the tournament at age 35 with an artificial hip. I did not know that he had an artificial hip. That sounds like a serious thing. John McEnroe says he can be a contender. Is John McEnroe just wishing and hoping here, or does Andy Murray actually have a shot?
Are we sure John McEnroe is not speaking about John McEnroe himself when he says he can be a contender? Yeah, I mean, Andy Murray was going great. You're right. He does have a metal hip. Not that Andy Murray is necessarily standing in the same line as the rest of us at the airport, but this sets off metal detectors, and he has to explain, you know, I've got titanium in my hip. A week ago, I would have said outside contender. He now has this abdominal injury, which is nothing to do with the hip, but just a really untimely injury. I think there is a big difference between best of three set matches and best of five set matches. Best of three set matches, I think Andy Murray would be very dangerous. The notion of him with all he's been through, and now on top of everything else, this abdominal injury, winning 21 sets of tennis in 2 weeks is, that's a big ask, as we say.
Yeah.
Then again, he's won Wimbledon multiple times before, which is something only two other guys in the draw have said. He'll have a huge boost from the crowd. I mean, there was a time, I am so old, I remember when. I mean, there was a time when Andy Murray was sort of this polarizing figure in the UK, and they would mock him for mumbling, and too bad he's not more charismatic. Andy Murray's, I mean, you know, he's been knighted. He's universally beloved now. He's very funny. Yeah. He's a father. He's socially conscious. I mean, he's everything we want in an athlete. He'll be a huge crowd favorite. He'll play on center court every time, but I just don't know if physically, even with his history and even with rabid fan support, if yeah, I think if he were to make it to the second week, that would be a huge trial.
I think I showed that there was still good tennis left in me. I mean, I beat a guy in the top five in the world and neck with Berrettini, who's one of the best grass court players in the world. Yeah, I know that the tennis is in there. I just need to bring it out.
We already know who your women's favorite is. Who's your favorite on the men's side?
Oh, man. My favorite on the men's side, I'm tempted to say Djokovic, the defending champion.
You know, I'm, of course, very pleased and happy to be back at the tournament that was always my childhood dream tournament, the one that I always wanted to win. So, of course, wonderful memories from last three editions of Wimbledon for me. Hopefully, I can continue that run.
Who very quietly has sort of done to Wimbledon in the last 10 years what Roger Federer did to Wimbledon 2003 to 2012, which is run through the field. Nadal's obviously, having won the previous two majors, he's in the mix. Matteo Berrettini, who got to the finals last year, is suddenly healthy. Djokovic will be the favorite. He's the number one seed. Just to go off the board and have a spirited minor upset pick, I will take our young Canadian, our neighbor to the north, Félix Auger-Aliassime of Canada, just to make things different. Someone else we've talked about before on this podcast is Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. He's the teenager. He's the flavor of the month. His career track record at Wimbledon is 1-1, so we don't have a lot of data points, but he's been a spectacular player. There's no reason why his game can't translate to grass. He was much ballyhooed at the French Open and did himself proud. I mean, he got to the second week and sort of did what people expected him to do. Came up a little bit short, but reached the quarterfinals, and we will see if he can do better at Wimbledon.
There's so much going on at Wimbledon. We're really excited about this. You're on your way over there. You can read him on SI.com, watch him on 60 Minutes. He's the undisputed SI Weekly Grand Slam champion, John Wertheim. Thank you for this.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this. Our resident tennis expert, Dan Bloom, has 47 very in-the-weed tennis-related questions for you. So this shouldn't take longer than 2-3 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.